So we're going to talk about this end time army. And I was told about this 10 years ago by the Lord. And he told me to start preparing. 2009, it's 11 years I suppose now. And he started me on a program, praying in tongues for 5 hours a day. And I ended up going for 5 years. And he cleaned me up. He straightened me out. And then he furnished me with his stuff, with his understanding, with his knowledge and his functionality. He taught me how to get broken lives fixed up by sending them to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit dealing with their lives like he did with mine. And in that meantime, he told me about what he was going to use me for in the end times. My ministry now, it's 2020, you know, we're getting to the end of the year now. It hasn't even started. And what you've heard about what Donald and I have done through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the anointing the Lord has given me and Donna, that's not even part of it. What I've done up until this now, right up until this moment, has got nothing to do with what the Lord's going to use me. My anointing that I walk in now doesn't qualify me for what the Lord is going to use me in the future. It's my faithfulness to him and his word. It's my faithfulness to be able to be taught by him, to be molded and shaped by his word, so that I walk in perfect step with him, so that I don't have my own step. I walk in step with him and his leading. And he needs people who are willing to hear his voice, who are capable of hearing his voice, not mingled or mixed with their own voices, but only hearing his voice. So the Lord wants us to enter into the rest. He wants us to put our feet up. He wants us to relax. And when the alarm goes, we're ready to suit up and to go into battle. But we don't go into battle of our own accord. We don't go out and fight battles that we haven't been issued or ordered to go and do. We wait on him and we are led by him and we walk in perfect step with him. We don't have our own agenda. We don't have our own ministry. So I had my ministry, laying hands on people, getting people filled with the Holy Spirit, laying hands on people, people getting healed, demons jumping out of people, all this really wonderful stuff. But you know, it means nothing unless I'm in perfect step with his word. And he's qualifying every one of us in these last days. Are you willing to abandon all of your stuff and walk in my army, being led by me, and not moving or doing anything outside of what I ask you to do? He's qualifying people. So I try to get people who have got an anointing, who see healings and miracles and all sorts of wonderful things, and they're excited about it, and praise the Lord, I'm excited for them. But I say to them, are you being led completely by the Holy Spirit? And they're not really sure, because they're going to one church or this church or grouping up with other Christians who have their own bits and pieces of outreaching and doing it this way, and they're all trying to shape and mold each other in all different ways, and you know, they're doing some things, then find that's not working and they're going with another group and all this stuff, and they're shopping and changing. But you know, there's a time to stop shopping and changing and changing lanes over and over again, but going and parking and asking God to give you the exact mapping out of which way you're supposed to go. You know, you can go from one side of Brisbane to the other 1400 different ways. Probably not 1400. That's a bit of an exaggeration. Probably 1300. But you can go from one side of Brisbane to the other many, many ways. But there's ways that you go that are efficient. They use the least amount of energy. And they get the best job done. And the Lord wants you to abandon your dead works. In Hebrews chapter 6, it says, one of the first fundamental things you should learn as being in Jesus is repentance from dead works. Doing something that God didn't tell you to do, and waiting for God to tell you to do something and then doing it, being obedient to His word, to His leading, to the leading of the Holy Spirit. It takes skill to learn that. It takes discipline to do that. That's why you're called a disciple, a disciplined one. We're supposed to be disciples. We don't run into a battle just doing our own thing. The commander says, I want this group to do this and this. I want this group to do this and this. And I want this other group to go and do this and this. And they do not go and interchange. They do exactly what the commander says. But a lot of Christians don't have that inside them. They don't understand. They think it's just a big bun fight. Just do whatever you want in your anointing. It's not really what the Lord wants you to do. If you'll sit down at the feet of Jesus and stop your own ministry, God will change your ministry. He will give you direction, and He will use the anointing that you operate in. And He will use it the most efficient way. And that qualifies you for this end time army that's happening. It's going to be happening very, very soon. Jesus told us that He's going to shake the earth. He's going to shake it so bad, and that He needs us to stay focused on Him. You know, God's given me a new job. You know, before it was to teach the anointing and to demonstrate the anointing. And I did that for 10 years or nearly 11 years. But now I have a new job. And my new job is to enter into the rest. That's my new job. Because by entering into the rest, all of this other stuff that's happening, all the politics, all of the nations lining up with each other, and all of the stuff that's happening, all of the turmoil, all of the ungodly stuff that's happening, it's not frothing me up. It's not stirring me up. I don't care anymore about it. All I care about is listening for the Lord's voice and being led by Him. I'm in training to walk in perfect step with God. I've been in training for 11 years, but now the show is about to begin. Very soon, the curtains are going to come apart and the show is going to happen. And the Lord is looking, and He has been looking for many people that He can show Himself to be strong in. But He wants them to be in perfect step with Him. You know, the Lord said that we're going to go into towns, and the army or the people in there who are armed are going to drop their guns and whatever they else had run because of us. Now, you're not going to be able to do that in this present body, which means God's going to have to do something with your body. He's going to change you. He's going to give you some form of body that's going to withstand bullets firing at you. That's pretty good. I like that. You're not going to have to go in and do this stuff with your own natural body. You're going to be doing supernatural stuff. And if you read Joel 2, it says that they pierced them with the sword and it didn't even hurt them. There's an angelic army coming, and you're going to be part of that angelic army. There's going to be angels involved as well. You're going to work in sync with angels and with Jesus. And the captain of the host of armies is Jesus. You're going to be riding on a horse. You're going to be moving in such a spectacular way that I don't think it's entered into the minds of anybody. You know, the Lord's been grooming me for this particular job for 11 years, and I've had to slowly bring on board all of this revelation, and it is mind-boggling. But I believe every single bit of it. Why? Because I want to be? Because I want to be a wannabe? No. Because I've seen the fruit of it happen. And as I look back in the 10 or 11 years of history of walking in this anointing, walking in the presence of God, being led by His word, I've seen fruit after fruit after fruit. I've seen victory after victory after victory. And the Lord has taught me to actually walk in Him. Some of my friends, my close friends, they've said to me, you know, your greatest attribute, Tom, is that when the Lord asks you to do something, without question, you do it. You step into your anointing and you do it. Now, the anointing is a function, but being obedient is another function. That is part of your will. So, with my will, I yield to His leading. I do exactly what He tells me to do, and I walk in the anointing, and stuff happens. So, those two come together, and you can walk in your anointing and be disobedient. You'll still have an anointing, but you'll have to deal with the Lord at the end of days. And that's not going to be a very pleasant thing for you. Because the Bible says, behold, the Lord comes to 10,000 of His saints to execute judgment upon them ungodly. He talks about the ungodly and the ungodly and the ungodly. And He mentions it about 5 or 6 times. That's pretty frequent. That means He's trying to get a pretty good point across. So anybody who walks outside of the Word of God, who's supposed to be walking in the Word of God especially, is ungodly. So any Christian who walks outside willingly walks outside of the Word of God, I'm not talking about ignorantly, but walking outside of the Word of God willingly, is ungodly. And God's going to bring judgment on them, because judgment must appear at the household of God first before He starts judging the world. And as I said, this coronavirus that's happened all over the world, Don and I just laugh our heads off at it. I asked the Lord, I said, what's this all about? He said, I want to send all of the Christians, I want to cut all their rubbish church off, and I want to send them to their room to think about me. I want to cut all of their programs off, all of their useless, lifeless, dead works programs, and all of their dead works gatherings together in my name, and I want to send them to their room. I want to cut all of their pleasures off of this life, and I want them to go to their room and think about me so that I can secure them. I want to get their attention, because when God gets your attention, He can move in your life. And that's really what it's all about, is being led by the Holy Spirit exclusively. And there are so many benefits. I get so many reports back. People say, I'm not interested in doing any other stuff. A lot of people have abandoned their own ministry. They've still got their anointing, but they've abandoned their own ideas and their own works of ministry, and they're just getting lost in the presence of God. And God is teaching them His way. He's teaching them in that quiet place, that hidden place. He's teaching them the most efficient way to walk. He's teaching them to be in perfect step with Him by His Word. You know, when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you have the Word on paper and you have the Word inside you. And the two have to be in sync. So the Word on paper and the Word inside you have to be in perfect alignment, perfect agreement, or there's ungodliness. There's conflict. And which knee are you going to bow? Are you going to bow your knee to yourself and your own self-importance and how wonderful you are as a Christian? Or are you going to bow to Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God? I'm only just prepping you. We haven't even got to the other stuff. We're going to go and we're going to open up. We're going to open up all of the stuff the Lord has shown me that I've kept quiet for the 10 years. We're going to speak about all of that stuff. I'm going to bring it all out, and you guys are going to chew on it. Some of you are going to say, oh, that's too far out for me. And you're going to run to the front page of my website and just stay there, because you only want porridge and you don't want anything else. You don't want meat. But this place, this page, this specific page, right, this page where the 300 are, this is specifically designed for those who are being qualified to walk in this end time army. They'll understand exactly what I'm talking about, because they've already been prepped. They've been being prepped for years. All they need is to come into the last final finishing off, the last final coming together. That's all. That's what this place is for. You know, all the things that I'm going to tell you, you're all going to say, I've had these dreams. I've had this vision. I've heard this from the Lord. And it's going to come to your understanding that we're all in this together. We're all one army being gathered from all four corners of the earth into one place. And that place is at the feet of Jesus, where he's going to start moving. You know, the time of the Gentiles, the fullness of the Gentiles, is just about finished. Now there's going to be a new work on the earth. People think, oh, we're all going to be raptured out of here. No. You've got to read your Bible. There's some people who are going to be in what we would call some form of rapture. But what are they going to do? They're going to be used in this end time army. You know, this rapturing thing isn't for people who are just want to just play Christianity and say, well, I don't need to worry about anything. I'm going to get raptured out of here. Well, you're going to be missing out big time. The Lord's going to say, where are you, true and faithful? He's going to say to you, are you one of the five virgins who left the oil run dry? I'm sorry. You can't be a part of this thing. And you're going to, what the Bible says, if you read Revelations, you're going to pay for this with your life. You're going to have to resist the Antichrist and all of the beast system. And you're going to have to resist the mark of the beast. And the Bible says that the enemy is not going to be playing nice with you. He's going to require your life. You're going to need every ounce of energy of anointing to just get through it. But if you've been listening to God, and you've prepared yourself like a bride waiting for her husband to come for the marriage of the Lamb. You know, it's interesting. Nobody ever thinks about these things. There's the marriage of the Lamb or the marriage feast. And there's also guests. So tell me, who are the guests? Are they ungodly people? No, I'd say they're Christians. So if they're guests, they're not the bride. So there must be two. Think about that. It's pretty interesting. So we'll leave it there.